USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hosting an event with law enforcement officials at the White House, President Trump calls his administration pro-safety, pro-police, and anti-crime.
They'll go and march on areas and rip everything down in front of them. If that's what you want for a country, you probably have to vote for Sleepy Joe Biden because he doesn't know what's happening.
The president says he's also getting rave reviews for commuting the prison sentence of Roger Stone.
He had a jury for a woman who hated Roger Stone and who hated probably me, but she went on a false pretense and he wasn't given a fair trial.
After a spike in coronavirus cases in California, California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is ordering every county in California to shut down indoor dining, as well as bars, gyms, churches, and hair salons. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is ordering bars, restaurants, and theaters to close indoor operations as the state struggles to curtail a surge of coronavirus cases. The hardest-hit counties will see the toughest restraints, which include most of Southern California as well as the San Francisco Bay Area. To date, just over 7,000 people have died in California from coronavirus. Grocery store Kroger says they will stop giving out change due to a shortage caused by the coronavirus pandemic. In June, the Fed Reserve said there had been a significant disruption in the supply chain of coins. Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell saying customers weren't going to stores, and as a result, the flow of coins kind of stopped. Kroger offering customers two options: either apply their change to their loyalty card and use it on their next purchase, or donate it to Kroger's Roundup program. Kroger has just over 2,700 grocery stores across the United States. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Lawmakers are back in Washington, D.C. next Monday. Now, one of the big things on the agenda will be another stimulus bill. And according to Republican Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, they'll be under some time deadlines, but they should be able to get something done.
Well, there are a couple of deadlines, as you mentioned. One is the enhanced unemployment insurance benefits that run out on July 31st. The other is the Paycheck Protection Program, which has been so successful. That runs out on August 8th. That's helped keep about 50 million people on their, on a payroll. And in Wyoming, we had 13,000 of those loans. So, yeah, there's an urgency to get this done. A lot of different things in the components of it. The question is, should it include additional relief checks for people who have still not been able to get back to work, certainly in hard-hit industries, whether it's the service industry, the hospitality industry. You know, we did that once before, but that was at people up to $95,000. We're looking at a lower number there. And then the unemployment insurance, as you raised, these are enhanced benefits where they've been paying people $600 a week above their own state unemployment benefits.
Police confirming on Monday that they have found a body as the search for missing Glee actress Nea Riviera at a California lake continues. Authorities would not say immediately if the person found was Riviera. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.